I was based in the Atlantic Tower, and I had a suite on the top floor. We worked long and hard. It was a very stressful period. This was would have been in August of 1981. Every night, when all my colleagues had gone and I was left alone, I would get out some wine and stand looking at the Mersey. And I looked at this open sewer, and I thought to myself, what have we done to you? Without you, this city would not exist. You are its history. And that is where the idea came from, to clean the Mersey from the source to the sea, which is perhaps one of the most exciting things I ever did, was to simply say, we will reverse 300 years of pollution.
One of the significant things is, after 1981, the setting up of the Merseyside Development Corporation, is that one of the major things that was we helped in the regeneration?
The Development Corporation idea was the first instruction I gave to my officials in 1979. Do I think that they were responsible for the transformation? I think they were fundamental. That's when the mood changed, when the new policies were put in place, when the fight back began. Now, of course, if you said to me in 1980, show me the results, I'd have said I can't. Because in changing the fortunes of great cities, you're talking about decades.
It's a magnificent building, isn't it? You know, I mean, the whole complex. I believe there were attempts to demolish it, but they found that it would have been too expensive to actually demolish it because it was so well built.
No, that was not what happened.
Is that an urban myth, is it?
What happened is that I arrived as Secretary of State and stopped them. In 1979, It was owned by a property developer who was going to demolish it. And I arrived and listed it and said, no, we will not allow that to happen. And that was probably the first decision I took.
I think Liverpoolians are going to thank you for that, Michael. There's no doubt about that. You might feel that you're unpopular here, but you're probably not as unpopular as many Tories from that period.
I don't think I am unpopular here. I'm sorry, it's rather immodest of me to say so. But people are extremely friendly and very kind.
Well, that's it. I don't think you'll need police protection now.
This is fantastic.
You haven't seen the arena before, no?
I haven't seen this, no.
Liverpool's always needed something like this, an arena, you know, a focus, because I think this will now eventually help the Albert Dock. The Albert Dock has struggled on occasions, you know, in terms of shops going there because it's slightly remote from the city centre. How do you react to the Audit Office 1988 report saying that they thought the Merseyside Development Corporation should be disbanded because it achieved so little?
They should have come here when we set it up and seen what the battle was. The Urban Development Corporation was part of the catalyst for change. When I set up the Urban Development Corporation, this area, close to the heart of Liverpool, was a stinking, poisonous, toxic mess. The UDC cleared it.
What is Jury's Inn?
What is Jury's Inn?
Yeah.
It's a hotel.
Hotel?
Yeah. Oh, right. I didn't even notice that. That's just gone up. It's literally, if you come to Liverpool and you haven't been in the city centre for 2 or 3 weeks, there's something new.
Pretty exciting, because when I first came here, there was always something new, and it tended to be a factory that just closed.
Yeah. The thing I'd say about Liverpool, though, is its major thing will be as a tourist attraction.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that. Of course, there's a lot to be said for tourism, but Liverpool has got a very vibrant population, very quick-witted and sparky, and you just look at the role of the universities here, a major source of revenue and learning. This city will have a very diverse modern economy, far wider than just tourism.
Looking at this development, are you pretty proud of the seeds that you sowed?
Well, I confess I can't escape. I tried to pretend otherwise, but yes, I am proud.